Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we saw the Tesvis, who writes that even if she's an Eishes Kohen or Pchusimi Bas Shalosh, but l'chor there's only one suffix, Eishes Kohen, the suffix is, was it Tachtav or Eino Tachtav, Pchusimi Bas Shalosh, she got married. The suffix is, was it Oymus or Onus or Ratzin? Because Eishes Kohen, it doesn't matter if it's Onus or Ratzin, it's either way. Psuch Pchusimi Bas Shalosh, we know that it happened Tachtav. So the only suffix is Onus or Ratzin. Even in that case, the Gemara says one suffix. No, it says it's really two suffixes. And maybe she's a Mukas Eitz. Maybe was injured with a wooden stick. That's why she's not a Besula. But from the fact that she doesn't make such a taina, so we're not mistapik. If she doesn't bring it up, so then we don't bring it up. Frekta Marsha, let her be believed to say she was a Besula. Migu that she could have said she was a Mukas Eitz. And for the Marsha, you don't say Migu be Surim. So we ask, you don't say Migu be Surim. When a husband says I divorce my wife, he's believed. Migu that he can just go ahead and divorce her. So it's a Surim here. We're not dealing with a monetary dispute. We're dealing with a woman being permitted to her husband. So we said in the previous shir was the difference between Surim, where you don't say Migu, like the Marsha says, and Davar Sheba Erva. The idea of migu is a schus taina, is a schus nemonus, which applies specifically to a court. And so when it comes to someone who says pesach betzuch matzasi, so that's not, as we explained in different shir, it's not considered davar sheba erva. That's Chaticha de Isura. That's Isurim Ba'alma. So when it comes to Isurim, because we don't believe him on the Etzem Maisa, we just believe him that she's Asura. So that's called Isur. So there we can't say Migu. When the husband says that, when the man says that Pesach Basuach, so you don't say Migu because Migu is a Schus Taina, and a Schus Taina doesn't apply to Isurim, which don't generally come before a court. When it comes to Davar Sheba Erva, like a husband who said that I got divorced, he's believed this because he could just go ahead and divorce her. So he has a migu. So there you can say Schus Taina, because Davar Sheba Erva is something that relates to the based, and there is a taina in it. Therefore, you could say Bari Vishema Bari Odif by Davar Sheba Erva, because there's a taina in it. So that was the chiluk we made between Isser and Davar Sheba Erva. That by Isur you can't say Migu, by Davar Sheba Erva you could say Migu. Zo tamtzit ha-shiur ha-rishon. Ve'achshav anachnu mitkadmim hala, v'shuv ze al-pi Torat Moren v'Rabbeinu Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal. Maran Rab Chaim. Az yesh lever ha-chiluk shebein Davar Sheba Erva li-Isurim od b'inyan acher. Yesh derech nosefet, derech chilufit. We say later on, 85a, in Ksubis, somebody sent a shliach to be poireh his chov, to pay off his debt. And the shliach pays it off, but he doesn't take the shtar back from the malv. The malver refuses to return the shtar, because he says, Hani zuzi sitroininu, these zuzim came for something else. So the malv is nemon, that the zuzim came for a milva al peh, and therefore it didn't pay the debt in the shtar, and he can keep the shtar and collect again. So the malv is nemon b'migu, because he could say la adam, it never happened. He never paid me back. He says, no, he paid me back, but it's sitroi. It was for something else. So he's believed migu shel la adam, and the shliach was poshea by not taking the shtar. He has to pay back the loy. V'frek t'shara mishpat in simen nun ches si'if koten gimel shekevan she'amalv nemon b'migu loyma shehoy lo choyv acher yipater ha'shaliach. But since the malv is neman b'migu, to say that there was another choiv involved, and that this was for the choiv valpe, and memela the choiv shebishtar remains. So let the shliach be potter, because the shliach wasn't mafsi, didn't make the loiv lose money. He paid off the chayv baal pe. Ma baya? Lama machlichim et ha-shaliach l'shalem? Hare tzrich la'amin la'malve, yishlo migu, az ma'aminim lo. Az אז למה לא פותרים את השליח? אז הוכיח מזה השאר המשפוט שרק מיגו של הבעל דין עצמו ימהני להאמינו, אבל מיגו של אחר לא ימהני לפתור את הבעל דין. וכיוון שעמל ואינו בעל דובו בדין ודבורים שבין הלוי ואלה שליח, אין מיגו של עמל ומויה לפתור את השליח. דהיינו, proves from this that only the migu of the Baal Din himself is effective to believe him if he's the Baal Din. But migu of someone else doesn't patter the Baal Din. And since the Malve is not the Baal Dover and the Din Vitvorin in the whole dispute between the Loiv and the Shliach, the migu of the Malve is not effective to patter the Shliach. Them shomim. The Malve is a third uninterested party over here, because there's a din v'dvorim between the loiv and the shliach. Who owes who? Does the shliach owe the loiv, or does the shliach not owe the loiv? That's the question. Not who owes who. Does he owe? Does the shliach owe the loiv or not owe the loiv? What does the Malve have to do with that? The Malve is believed with a migu, but a migu shelo lo yichol azor la shliach. Because he's not a Baal Dover, he's not involved, this Malve, in the dispute between the Loiv and the Shliach. And therefore the Migu of the Malve is ineffective to patter the Shliach. If Shalomar, V'mehaytay megam lo'imahani Migu b'yisurim u'mishum, de'eno Baal din klal ala yisurim, u'lo'olam hovelei kamo Migu shel odom achel. So we can say that for this reason, migu isn't effective by yisurim, because a person is not a baal dover on yisurim. So it's like a migu of a third uninterested party, disinterested, unattached party. The migus of unattached parties don't help. So by yisurim, you're like an unattached party. Will be yoser. You can say this in our sugya. You're talking about chticha di yisur. His chticha di yisura. He's not neman klal agabe aisha. He's only neman to us or her to him. So her migu is not a migu of a baal din. In other words, she has a migu that she should believe to say that what? That I was absolutely, she could say she was a mukaseit. So the chara, she has a migu. That's her migu. Here we're dealing with his chaticha di sura. So she isn't an interested party, so to speak. It's his business if he wants to ask for something to himself or not. So her migu is not a migu of a baal din. Mashen ken davar she'erva, then you're considered a baal din. There we're not talking about creating an iser. There we're talking about the din v'dvarim. Are they divorced or are they not divorced? Which equally involves both parties. Here we're talking about him asering her to him. That's his own business if he wants to make her chaticha di'isur. We're not talking about objective truth. We're talking about what he wants to make, he wants to create an iser for himself. So what Mimela is allowed to? Not her business. Hashem came be Dabar Shebe'erva, they're considered, she's considered a Baal Din. And therefore he's believed to say, Gerashti es ishti mishum shebiyada legarsha. So he can say that I divorced my wife because migu, that he could just go ahead and easily divorce her. So he has namanas for both of them. Mashain Kane, her migu isn't going to help him. He wants to make a chaticha di surah. That's his own business, not her business. But Tavri Shabeirva is both of their businesses. עכשיו נתקדם הלאה. The Maharsha asked on himself, from the Gemara later on to Zayin Amud Aleph. Shebera'ua, as masin wachshav, slicha, masin wachshav, sinu chiluk ben chaticha diyisura and darbisha ve'erva. By chaticha diyisura, we don't say migu. By darbisha ve'erva, we do say migu. By chaticha diyisura, we don't say migu, you're not the baal din. On the yisur, in other words, this woman's not a baal din on her husband's yisur. So you can't say yisur by migu. But when you are baal din, when you are baal dover, dover sheberv, in between the man and the wife, there your migu is going to be effective, like the husband's migu gerashti is ishti. So the Marasha asks on himself, and what it says later on, 16a, that if we see that she was nisteres, she's believed to say, L'choshir nivalti, that he was kosher, because migu, she could have said lo nivalti. And they were talking about Isser, and she's believed in migu. So based on what we said, we can say the whole nidon, is al gufa, she's psul lekuhuna or not. So she's considered a baal hazdin on that. She's a baal hazdin. She's saying that her body, the kashel is her body. So she's a baal hazdin in her body to say that her body is a body shebe iser. And therefore her migu is effective. The kasher nevalti, migu that she could have said lo nevalti. Even though we're dealing with isurim. Because you're the baal dush, she's the, considered the baal dover. We see this also from the Pnuyas believed. The Rabban Gamliel, Lomar Lakrashi Nevalti, Medin Tainis Bari. And it's Midin Tosa says it's because of Bari Vashem Bari Adif. Normally that's a moministic in Bari Vashem Bari Adif. But no, if you're the Baal Din, then you can say Bari. So therefore she could say Bari. So when it comes to Isser on yourself, you're considered the Baal Din to make yourself a Chefta of Isser, a Chefta of Heter. There she's talking the Baal Din, so she can say your Isser doesn't work for someone else, but you're the Baal Din on yourself, Baal Dover on yourself, and you can say you're believed with Amigo. Now Tesvis, later on, 25b, Dibur HaMaschil Hare asks, that it says, Benize V'koinu, Eino Naman La'alos El'Trim Al'Yuchsin. Guy says, listen, this is my son, and he's a Kain. We don't believe him. To elevate him, if we have no other way of knowing, we only have to trust him. We're not Naaman to be Malahim, allow him to eat Shuma. He should have the Yichus of a Kain. We don't do that. Why is he not Naaman to believe to say that? Because he could have said, he's not my son, and he's a Kain. That would have been an easier story. So, I don't know, yes, he's all saying he's my son. So why is he not believed to say he's my son, he's my Kain? And he's a Kohen, why he has a migu. So it answers Tosfos that even though there's a migu, he's not believed. Why? Because L'tvarecha, according to what you're saying, you're a Karev. You're a relative. You're saying he's my son. So how you believed, you're a relative. Puzzle. You're saying Yevam is 47a. L'tvarecha akum mata vein edus la'akum. But according to you, says the Gemara, guy says, I was misguided, Beni Labeni. I was misguided on my own. He said, no, according to what you, we can't believe you. Your gerus was puzzled because you're saying you're a goy. We don't believe you. So you're also, you're saying you're a relative. We don't believe you. So Frek Rebbe Kivego and the Jewish Vachidush, Apito. Their Midin Ne'amanus Shel Yakir were coming to believe him. In other words, we say, listen, Dvarecha, you're a goy, so how can you identify yourself as being a false convert? We don't believe you, you're a goy. But here, we're talking about a migu. So who cares that he's a karov? A karov is a neman b'migu. About a karov is neman b'migu. So he applies to the tzarechi, and why don't we believe this karov? He says, "You're my son, and you're a kohen." So we should believe him. Why should we believe him? We should believe him because he has a migel. And since he has a migel, he's believed. Karvos believes in a migel. So why can't a person say, "This is my son and he's a kohen"? So based on the Maharsha, it's very good. Because they were dealing with the surim. Over there by Truman, by Yuchsin. So if he's a Karov, and he has no Nehmanus of Edus, even Midin Migu, we're not going to believe him, because by Isurim, a Migu is ineffective. So that's the Teretz. The Teretz is there, we're dealing with Isurim. And by Isurim, Migu is no good. And also we learned earlier that the reason that Migu is not affected by Isurim is because you can't say Amigu for someone else. They hear also. You can't say Edus. You can't use your Migu for someone else. It's not a proper aid. We're only believing because he's a Karav. So we're only believing him out to Migu. That's what we thought in the Kasha. Since he is a din aid, so we accept his migo. And then now, we don't accept him as an aid, and we don't accept his migo. So, since he's not an aid, because he's a karov, he's not naman midin migo, because your migo doesn't help someone else. So his migo doesn't help him to say that this is my son and he's a kohen. His migu, that he could have said he's not my son and he's a kohen, doesn't help for us to believe him that he is his son and he's a kohen. Because a migu doesn't help for someone else. And this is according to this by Yisurim. This doesn't work. And in the Gufa Kasha of the Maharsha, that she should believe to say that Sula Yisib Amigu Shamukas Eitz Frekta Pnei Yoshua. And the Karnarium and the Maharsha, what does it help to believe her with Amigo? Sof, he says that he saw Pesach Basuach. V'neaman al-kach midin shavi anav shechaticha disura. So how she believed to be Makrishim through Amigo? He says Pesach Basuach. So let's believe her from Hein Bismorgan, but he can still shavi anav shechaticha disura. Parenthetically, the Ritva Taka writes that she's believed to be Makashali de Amigo, but in Pashto she's not. So the Achronim answer, based on what we say in our Sugya, that Mao de same and make him with the Lokimle, Kamash Malan. In other words, here he's not experienced. It's not clear to him she wasn't a Besula, because he's not experienced in these matters, and therefore he's mistaken. Therefore, Belozer teaches us that his claim is nevertheless credible. And she is forbidden to him. That's the Gemara's Teretz. So the Shita Mukubasis explains the name of the Ritva. Kamash Malan, what's the talk of the Kamash Malan? You might think he doesn't know. He's not experienced. He doesn't know what he's talking about, really. She wasn't a Vesula. She was a Vesula. Kamash Malan de Kimle. As Mavual de Kol Heicha. So you see that Kamash Malan that he does know. But if he doesn't know, there's no din chaticha di surah. Just we assume that he does know. We assume that he's right. He knows what he's talking about. And therefore, the Maharsha asked, Yehani migu shela, shekevan sheyesh la hamina shehaisa besula, upaschas upischa sasum, amina demadu oimer dematza pesach pasuach hareza mishum dulei kimle, lecheni muteres lei. So that's the Maharsha's kasha. That her migu should help. since we should believe her that she was a basula, and her opening was actually closed. So we say that he says that he found it open, it's because he doesn't know. And therefore, she's permitted him. So in other words, that was the Maharsha's kasha. Gemara's teretz is that he doesn't know. Kamashman that he does know. Yeah, but now that she is a migul, let's assume that he doesn't know. That's how she can be makfishim aide migul. She can contradict him with a migul because the migul says, no, you really don't know. You really don't know what you're talking about. In other words, the Kamashman of the Kamaras, he does know what he's talking about when he says she wasn't a Basula. Yeah, but if she is a Migu, then well, let's assume that he doesn't know what he's talking about. So what was the Maharsha's Teretz? Maharsha's Teretz is we don't say Migu by Yisurim. But it would appear Pasha that the Achronim say that a Chaticha the Yisur is considered a Surim and a Dabashe Be'erva is only Le'inyan. The Beis Din, that he's Neman, Klapi the Beis Din, L'shvui Nafshi Chaticha Di Yisura, and they have to separate him from Misr. Uveni don shel hem din Yisurim yesh kan, v'loi dober shev'erva. So this is Isser, they have to separate him from this Isser. Aval agavi atzmoi, shu yodea ta'imet, hu yodea shu matzo Pesach Pesuach. V'nolad lo sofik im yasura lav Isser soita. And now he's Mesupik, maybe she's a Sota, maybe she's a Suratan. So this is a Nidon of Darisha Be'erva, Kisha'ar Isure Sota Labaila. This is a Nidon of Darisha Be'erva, like a different case of Isur Sota, a regular case of Isur Sota Labaila. In other words, the Beis Din has a job. What's the Beis Din's job? The Beis Din's job is to separate them because Shavei Nafshei Chaticha D'Yisur. As far as Beis Din is concerned, we're dealing with Isser. Because we don't know the reality, we just know that there's Isser involved because he says she's a Surah. So that's the bottom line, she's a Surah. But the Gabei Atzmo, he knows the truth. He knows she wasn't a Basura. And the Memela, this isn't for him a case of Shavei Nafshei Chaticha D'Yisur. That's only the outcome, as we discussed in a previous year. But as far as the Etzem Metzius, we don't believe him. But he knows for himself what the Etzem Metzius is. And that she's a Sota. She was unfaithful. So this is a Nidon of Davar Shebe'erva. Like other Isuri Sota Labayla, he knows that the reality is that she wasn't unfaithful. And it's Davar Shebe'erva. Vim ken kashia, dav klap de klape beizdin. Ein migu shalom oil, you're right. Whereas Beis Din and her Migur doesn't help because they have to separate him from Misr. Because his Yisur Migur doesn't help. But the Gabe Atzmo, that it's a Dover Shebe'erva, she should believe the Migur to say Basula Yisi. And her Migur should be effective to say that he doesn't know what he's talking about. Because by Dover Shebe'erva, the Maharsha admits that a Migur is good. And he himself is Mutter. The Beis Din won't believe him, but he himself is Mutter. Enough Kamina that he could have beer with her without Yitias Beis Din. It's mamshi gavaldi gakasha. Mitzat, the iser Beis Din enechinami. Beis Din says it's iser. We don't know what happened. We just know you made a chetich d'isur. We're going to separate you. That's it. And migu shmigu doesn't help. But as far as, I'm not making fun of the migu, I'm saying in this instance it's not effective. But as far as he's concerned, for him it's a davar shebe'erva because he knows what actually happened. He's actually basula. But now she's proving that Lokiam Lei doesn't know because she is a Migu, so he should be able to believe her. And with that idea's based, they should be able to have Bia. So it would appear that we say, Dim Lokiam Lei, she's Muteris, if he doesn't know she's Mutter, that's on Linyan Amanusa, it's all based in. Because if it could be that he doesn't know what he's talking about, Lokiam Lei, he is known Ne'amanus of Chaticha D'Yisur by Beis Din. But like Abay Atzmo, he found the Pesach Pesuach. He knows that to his own world she's Asura Lo. And he can't be mad to himself because maybe Lo Kimlai, because he experienced that she's not a Basura. And her Migu is not going to be effective. In other words, we wanted to say that Lo Kimlai because of her Migu. No, we don't say Lo Kimlai because of her Migu. Because as far as he's concerned, Kimley, he knows what he's talking about. And we see this idea already in the Gemara in Yevamos and Kuf Yudal Amud Beis, Shalom Beino Lebeina. Let's say there was a case where there was peace between the husband and the wife, but there was a war in the world, or if there was a quarrel and there was peace in the world. And then she came and she said, Meis Baili, my husband died. Einan Amenas, she's not deemed credible, as she may be mistaken or lying. So, right there in the Gemara, Amar Rava, my time, why don't we rely on our testimony when there's war? That her husband's alive. The Milchama, Mishum, my time, the Milchama. Mishum da Amra, but the dummy. Because she says what she imagines to be the case. Sakadaita Bokhalahani Dikto, Palit, what? Everyone was killed and he was saved. Come on. So it's her imagination. Rashi, b'tami me'umid liba, from the assessment of her heart. You know, she didn't see that he died. Lochazise demis, k'deprishes to serve sa'akadaita v'chold hani deito l'polit b'tmiya. What, everyone? Everybody was killed and he was saved. Lo'echoliyat. So me'me'la'at the b'tami, anachnu ma'minim la. Anachnu lo ma'minim la. That's why we're not believing her. So that's all L'chaira L'inyan Beis Din. Beis Din doesn't live with the dummy. They don't accept it because of the chashash that she just imagined. But she herself, if she knows that she saw him dead, she's allowed to get married. She saw him dead. Beis Din said, we don't believe you. You imagined it. You just, you're hoping. People do that sometimes. They hope something so much they see it or they hear it. So she saw it. So, as far as the Beis Din is concerned, they can't stop her. They can stop her from getting married because but the dummy. But for she herself, she knows what she saw. She can get married. Just Beis Din won't let her. So maybe she can go elsewhere and do it. It's even bigger than this. In Rashi, later on, 22b, Trey Utrey, if she says, Bari li lo tseitse. Two people's husband's dead, two husband's alive. She marries lo tseitse. She says, Em li binofi, I know he's dead. If he would be alive, he'd come. So for us, it's an umdanein b'mamish. But for her, it's bari. So here, she knows mamish, the husband died. It's even better. Here, she mamish knows the husband died. She saw him. We're just choshesh. Maybe she made a mistake. So Beis Din's machmir, we're not. She herself doesn't have to be, excuse me. So it also appear, like Abi Beis Din, to shapri shaykh ladun to lay kimle. Ra'eni namenis b'migo. As far as the Beis Din's concerned, so we say that... It could be done that he doesn't know what he's talking about. Because she has a migu. So because of her migu, we have an idea to say, a thought to say that she is a migu. And the mela we say about him, lo kimle. That was the Malshas Kash, and his teretz is, okay. By Yisurim, we don't say Migu. And that's why we assume that Kimle. That's all as far as the Beis Din is concerned. But as far as he's concerned, to Davar Shebe'erva, he really knows what's going on. He knows in his mind that she's a sota. This is like any other case of sota. So, for him, it's a davar shebe'erva. And therefore, we can't believe her migu and say lo kimle. Because for him, it's clear that he found a pesach basua. So as far as Beis Din goes, we don't accept the Pesach, we don't accept her migu, because in Isurim there's no migu for Beis Din. It's an Isur. They don't know what happened. They just know the bottom line. Chatifa di Isur. So her migu is no good. And as far as he's concerned, he knows that he found her Pesach Pasua. In his world, she wasn't a Basula. And the Mela, this is a Dabar Sheber, but this is a case of Sota. And her migu is no good. He says, Baruch Lo, that he found the Pesach Pesuach. The Lo Atzmoin Lahatir Mikoya Chod Lo Ikim Lei. Kevin Shebar Lo Shemata Pesach Pesuach. He knows he found the Pesach Pesuach. So you can't be Matir him, because he knows what he experienced, just like the woman knows full well she saw her husband dead. As far as she's concerned, she can marry him. So to be on the other side, the Gvisser, he knows that he found her Pesach Pesuch, so he's Aser, that's it. To Dabar Sheberva, and she's like an Isha Sota to him. So Mamela, her Migu, doesn't help for him either. He's clear on what happened. No, Rabbi Yisai, we were zeichet to learn this Geshmaka sugya of migu b'yisurim. Of course, there's still a velt more to say. You know, I'm zeichet, God has been so kind to me in my life in an infinite amount of ways. But one of the great things he did for me is he gave me a computer with an Atzer HaChachma. So when I want to learn a sugya, I can see hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of svarim that possibly would discuss it. Since I do a search, you know, you get to 18,000 svarim, 226 svarim talk about it in 39,244 different places, you know. You see how vast the Torah is. It's gewaldic. You have the Otzer Chochma, and you have Hebrew books, and the Bar Ilan program, if people still use that. It's a relic of the past of the early 1600s. But they're selling it now, so it's on sale, so maybe you could buy it. Also good. So they still have, advantages that the Otzer Chochma doesn't have. And everything's in computer font, so it's easier to do copy and paste. Uncle Pon and Moriav Rabbeisai. So there's obviously tons more to say on this sugya for many, 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 many svarim. But for this series, we concluded, and please God, nachnu. נתקדם הנושא הבא מרגש הוא בעניין ספק ספק נגד חזוקה ובגדרי חזקס הגוף. How exciting is that? Super duper exciting. So please stay tuned. And Mirz Hashem, we're going to see super duper neflos mitaris Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.